This is dictating on Laura Smith, L-A-U-R-A, Laura Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Date of birth is 10-24-47. Date of visit is 10-1-25. Please make copy for Geraldo Melo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, Melo, M-E-L-O. Date of birth, I'm sorry, patient date of birth is 10-24-47. Next paragraph, dear Geraldo, thank you for sending Laura Smith for evaluation. Next, this person tell us, this is a 77-year-old female who has a past history of COPD. Has been short of breath with exertion, but had no cough or sputum production. The patient is not on any specific inhalers at this time. And her most recent CT chest done on 5/27/25 showed no definite lung nodules, and a previously noted 8 millimeter right lower lobe nodule had resolved. Period. There was no consolidation. Period. The patient has gained weight, denies any fever, chills, just no chest pains or myoptosis. And myoptosis, too. The she does have some neuropathy with sciatica. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history for tonsillectomy and hysterectomy and resection of a benign lump from the right breast. She has fibrocystic disease of the breast. She also had cholecystectomy and appendectomy in 74. Hemorrhoidectomy in 76. And breast lumpectomy, benign, in 75. She had a ganglion removed from the left breast and had tubes in her ear for infections. Also had had eye surgery and rotator cuff repair of the left shoulder. The patient had C5-6 C-spine fusion in 96. Basal cell skin cancer resected in 95. And, basal cell carcinoma of the chin resected in 95. Also had a trigger finger surgery in 96. And a chest wall lump was excised in 99, and a squamous cell cancer from the right forearm was resected. The patient had a chondroplasty of the femoral condyle on the left cervectomy of the right thumb. The patient has had left total knee replacement in 04, colonoscopy with polypectomy in 07, cystoscopy and pyelogram in 07, and left breast biopsy. In 2015, said venous seal closure system of both legs in 2019, and left total shoulder arthroplasty and rotator cuff repair in 2019, right shoulder rotator cuff repair in 2020. And arthroscopy. Carpal tunnel release in on the right hand in 21. Cataract surgery both eyes in 21. Skin cancer of the right face resected in 22. And left total hip arthroplasty in December of 23. Myxoid cyst removal in May of 24 on the right midfinger. And right total hip arthroplasty in March of 25. Period. Next paragraph. Can you also mention in the past history, the patient has peripheral neuropathy and oculopedemia. Next, med list included gabapentin 300 milligrams, BID, meloxicam 15 milligrams, BID, HCTZ 25 milligrams a day. Atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, and omega 3 supplements. Next, next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for 45 years. No alcohol use. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin and sulfa. And suture material. Next paragraph, family history. Her father died of a stroke, mother died of heart disease. Next, system review. The patient has had some fatigue but no weight loss. No double vision of glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency. No flank pains. No asthma. Yes, shortness of breath, no coughing spells. No abdominal pains, heartburn, or rectal bleeding. No chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains and leg swelling. And she has no anxiety or depression. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and swelling. And no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. Next. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this average, this is a moderately obese elderly ward females, blood, no acute distress, no pallosanosis, ictus, paraphledema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse 90, pulse is 80, respiration's 18. Temperature 97 to 8 is 177, saturation 95. H E and D non-sphalic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Next up number is the thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds from the periphery. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, next to no murmur, no SC. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no gap tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus, no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, breath number 1. COPD with emphysema. And number 2 is peripheral neuropathy and radiculopathy. Number 3 is a history of hyperlipidemia. And number 4 is next paragraph, plan, the patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies and was placed on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. So we'll continue with the other medications mentioned above. And follow-up visit we arranged here approximately 2 months. If she has any respiratory symptoms, she will call back earlier. Thank you for this conversation. It's Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Haroldo Melo, MD, HAROLDO, Melo, MELO.